It is. It
it's
is.
All those years ago, you see. I just don't remember.
No, no. Well, I'll jog your memory now. We've got a little clip from Adrian's programme, a funny old jingle he used to play.
Right.
I don't know whether you remember this or not.
Yeah, the roadblock.
Yeah, we've heard that one. Thank you.
LBC 1151 kilohertz, where news comes first.
Here's the 3538111. And we want you to ring.
Yes, we do, right now for a start.
Try to learn it by heart.
In London.
Here's the number right now, 01353811.
Here's the number right now,
01. Yes, completely different phone number.
Yes.
And in those days it was 01, of course.
Yes, that's right, yes. I'd nearly have said it sounds like a jelly bone.
It does, yes.
Yeah,
yes,
but that it's
was
not.
No, it was one of his. thank you very much, Bridget, for your memories as well, and thank you for taking the trouble to call. Let's squeeze in Nigel. Hello in Kensington.
Congratulations on your programme. It's been great.
Thank you very much.
That fish programme.
Oh, yes.
From Norway. Wouldn't it be a good idea if we could have one once a week?
It would, actually, wouldn't it?
About half an hour of it.
Yes. Yes. That's a good idea.
Yes.
Okay, a fish special.
Yes.
Yes.
There's so many people eating it now.
I know. That's a very good point, Nigel. I hadn't really thought about that.
And where can we get pretty good fish, fresh fish.
Yeah, where can you get your fish from as well, yes.
Yeah, from London.
Yeah, excellent. Thank you, Nigel.
Thank you.
Thank you, yes. He wants that fish phone in that I was talking to Sven about earlier on. Have we got time for Lisa? Hello.
Hello there, Clive.
Hello.
Happy birthday to
Thank you very much.
I say, I feel a bit of an anomaly in all this nostalgia.
Yes.
It's the first time I've ever listened to the show.
really?
But I am a friend of Rainbow George's.
Oh, really?
And so I've heard tapes in the past.
Well, we've converted you, I hope.
Absolutely. Well, good. He's been trying to persuade me to get a radio for a long time.
Well, it's about time you did, and now you know where to tune it as well. A first-time caller. Thank you very much, Lisa. 412-1152 is the number at LBC.
Exhilarating performance, luxurious features, innovative design, understated elegance. And that's just the Daily Telegraph. The BMW Z3 we're giving away is just as incredible. Starting this Saturday, collect 3 tokens and it could be yours. The Daily Telegraph, exhilarating sponsors of this month's British International Motor Show. No purchase necessary, details from Telegraph offices. Get the Daily Telegraph, the last word in motoring.
It's time. It's high time that people buying a home in London could choose a different kind of estate agent. An estate agent that's called Real Estate Direct. We won't give you the hard sell. We won't give you the runaround. We really do work hard to take the hassle out of buying a home. And we have more and more properties coming onto our books every day, from central London all the way to the M25, in all price ranges and of every description. Wherever you'd like to buy in London, call Real Estate Direct now on 0800 328 1616. That's 0800 328 1616. Real Estate Direct. We have the property.
On Saturday, Michael Van Stratten gave out misleading information about the Norfolk Lavender Company. We would like to put the record straight that this company has not gone out of business. We would also like to remind anyone planning to trespass on their property that they may be liable for prosecution. LBC unreservedly apologises for any inconvenience caused to Norfolk Lavender.
Hot when it's cool. Cool when it's hot. Wild when it's windy. Great when it's not. Great thought parks, great, whatever the weather.
Complete news and information for London. 11:52 a.m. This is LBC.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm David Hall. An historic step's been taken towards getting Bill Clinton thrown out of the White House. The House of Representatives has voted in favour of beginning impeachment proceedings against the president because of the Lewinsky affair. It's only the third time in American politics such a move's been made. The last time was over Richard Nixon and the Watergate scandal. Chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Henry Hyde, says it's a miserable, rotten duty, but one they have to carry out.
We will be doing a lot of planning and interviewing and whatever is necessary to get ready to have hearings and try to get them completed as expeditiously as possible.
World powers are laying down the law to Serbia over the crisis in Kosovo. They've issued six demands following an emergency meeting in London. At least 20 elderly French holidaymakers have been killed after a pleasure boat sank near Barcelona in Spain. The boat was overloaded and carrying almost twice the number of people it was licensed to hold. Josie Russell's video testimony has been played to a jury during the trial of a man accused of killing the youngster's mother and sister. 4 hours of evidence were aired at Maidstone Crown Court. Police gently coaxed the youngster to detail what happened during the attack in 1996. John Hartson's future at West Ham is safe. Club bosses say they'll back the striker all the way as the FA investigate his kicking outburst on teammate Ile Berkovic. Soccer hard man Vinnie Jones says he can't understand what the fuss is all about.
You know, I've seen it 100 times on the training pitch. 100, more than 100 times. 1,000 times. And, you know, some little weasel has took a picture of it all, got it on camera and same old thing, sold it.
Bruce Springsteen's being given evidence in his battle to win control of his music. The boss told the High Court in London about his hand-to-mouth existence before he found fame. He's suing a British company who he claims pirated his early songs. Independent Radio News.
25 years.
412-1152, I'm Clive Ball. Karen in Stamford Hill. Hello, Karen.
Hello, Clive.
Hi, Karen.
Just ringing up to congratulate you on your 25 years.
Thank you very much.
And also, I listen to your programme every night, and it's my first time I'm calling you.
Excellent.
And I think you're great.
Well, we like you as well.
I have a very stressful day because I look after my mother, and I've got a little toddler as well.
Oh, yes.
And you relax me.
Well, I'm glad it's working.
Keep taking
the treatment.
Can I say happy birthday to my husband, who's 40 tomorrow?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're in birthday mood, so why not?
Happy birthday, Chris.
Happy birthday. Is he listening?
Yes, he is.
Is he in the other room somewhere, is he?
Yeah, he was upstairs.
Upstairs. Happy birthday, Chris. Birthday boy for tomorrow. Thank you, Karen.
Okay.
Great to talk to you. Irene in Putney. Hello, Irene.
Hello. I was astonished on your special day to get through so quickly to you, but I'm delighted I was.
Well, you're lucky. Yes.
I know, I'm sure I was. Now, I was saying to your young man on the phone,
yes,
that I remember listening to Radio London.
Oh, yes.
And was astonished when both David Simmons and Robbie said they were moving over to LBC.
To LBC, that's right.
And I thought, LBC, what a silly thing to do.
Yes.
But how wrong I was.
Indeed, and what happened to Radio London? It's disappeared.
Yeah, completely. What happened to Davy Simmons?
I've often wondered that. I was very fond of his programmes. He did some great things. I know that he gave up broadcasting for a while and he went off to university. And he went to sort of study.
Yes, I remember he phoned me about something, about writing a book. He wanted information about an agent or something.
He was, in fact, the first person ever to do a daily phone-in in Britain.
I'm sure he was.
And that was on BBC Radio London.
That's right.
Then he came over to LBC.
When he moved over to you, I remember he used to bring Oliver, his son, in.
That's right.
I think that Oliver is now a father himself.
Who knows? I don't even know what's happened to David. Somebody told me he'd gone into another field of journalism, but it'd be nice to find out. But
it would be. I would really like to know.
Thanks for jogging my memory.
Well, anyway, you know, I'm delighted with the programme, and I'm delighted that I'm able to listen to it so often.
Thanks a lot, Irene.
Right, good luck.
Thanks a lot. Paul's in Chelmsford. Hello, Paul.
Yes, good evening, Clive.
Evening.
Let's say, LBC to me is a great friend and a great companion on the radio. And I find LBC is great for me, particularly late at night.
Yes.
I often fall asleep with it on low volume. But because of the nostalgia for the beginning of LBC, I'd just like to say also, trying to forget, but I think it's important to remember the offshore radio station 60s, because I remember when they came on the air, Basel were the first station to show that commercial radio could attract a large audience in the daytime.
Very true. I don't know whether you heard our documentary earlier on.
No, unfortunately, I've been at work all day. I've been studying as well. I'm on this part-time university course.
But we were, yes, we're keen to point out that as well. There was in the history of how commercial radio all started.
Yes.
Yes, obviously all those pirate ships and so on.
They had to broadcast
played a part.
Rusting ships and rusting old Akak forts.
Yes, and if it hadn't been for them, I suspect, you know, we probably would
have got it, but it would have
certainly
been...
Certainly not in 1973. Yeah, exactly.
And also, I remember Radio 390, because they used to put out things, speech-orientated programs, like business news and farming news, and that was the first time it had been done before, apart from the BBC.
Yes, yes.
That was quite good.
Excellent.
Also, Patrick, can you help me?
Yes.
I remember I was... Recently, a few years ago on LBC, before it became London News Talk,
right,
is that there was an Australian guy in the afternoon, I can't think of his name now, but it was very controversial. He'd pick up a news item and then do it to like a radio...
Ah, yes. Well, again, what a shame you didn't hear our documentary, because that's Mike Carlton, yeah. I think you were talking about. Well, his name was Mike Carlton, and there is actually a little clip of one of his very funny programmes as well. And that is, I don't know... I dare say you won't be up at 4 o'clock in the morning, but that is going to be repeated at 4 a.m. for those who might be able to put their tape recorders on or something like that. Thank you very much, Paul. We'll come back in just a moment on LBC 1152.
Going away but worried about your valuables? Leave them with Metropolitan Safe Deposits. Metropolitan Safe Deposits will protect your valuables with state-of-the-art security and surveillance equipment. With 3 central London locations, Metropolitan offer quick, easy and unlimited access 7 days a week. Metropolitan Safe Deposits, 0171 722 2222.
5 years old today. This is LBC Radio.
And just as a bit of a memory jogger, here's a couple more of voices from the past that you might like to identify. For example, this one.
Now, I must, of course, wish all those of you who will be dozing off any second a very pleasant and peaceful night. For those of you already getting up in the morning, good morning. Welcome to LBC. Welcome to the world. We're still alive and kicking after a night of sleep.
You can tell by the quality. That's a very old one, but I wonder if anyone... you'd have to have been listening for a long time to recognise that one. And also this one.
Meanwhile, while you sort out your dog at the door, let's go to Patrick of the Isle of Dogs, of all places.
Can you identify either of those voices from the past? Sharon in Hampstead. Hello, Sharon.
Hello, Clive. Happy anniversary to LBC.
Thank you.
You've just played my guy. You take the wind out my sail.
Oh,
George
Gale.
Meanwhile, while you're sort...
In fact, I'll tell you what. Yeah, have a listen to the whole of the George Gale bit, because...
I did like it.
If you liked George Gale, you like this little bit. It captures the kind of show that George did.
Mm.
Here we go.
Could I just quiet my dog for a sec? Hello?
Go on, let's shut it up. You can do it fast, but I mean, you can... Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Yeah, it's just the right to apply. I just don't see, like, the Daily Express, for instance.
Your dog seems to be disagreeing profoundly with you.
Well, there's someone at the door.
Well, you better answer the door back. Well, meanwhile, while you sort out your dog at the door, let's go to Patrick of the Isle of Dogs, of all places. Patrick, are you there? Oh, no, I don't know. Now I've got everybody in the muddle. Who's there? We'll take a break while we sort out the telephonic confusions.
Oh, it takes me back many, many, many months ago.
Yes.
I was ever so poorly, and I had to stay in my bed for some months. And I used to listen to George Gale, and I used to get so frustrated because I wasn't on the phone then, so I couldn't even ring in.
And that very distinctive gruff voice.
Oh, it's mega.
If you tried to do that, you'd give yourself serious throat damage.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
Oh, it just brings back such really, really lovely memories.
Lovely. Well, thank you for reminding me about George Gale.
That was gorgeous.
Very, very appropriate that you should come on just at that moment. Thank you, Sharon. Mairead in Wembley, hello.
Hello, Clive. I just want to ring you to say happy anniversary. I've been listening since 1978.
Oh, that's pretty good going.
Yes, and I remember once I got on to Brian Hayes in the morning.
Oh, yes.
During the time of the Conservatives' early years.
Yes.
And we had all the homeless and the repossessions.
Mm.
And I spoke to Lord Younger on there.
Oh, yeah.
Because he made me so sick, Clive, listening to him.
Mm.
And Lady Olga Maitland had gone out to live like...
Oh, I remember all that, yes. Yes. And did you get through?
I did indeed.
Yes.
And I remember saying, you know, who did she think she was? And she was talking about, you know, you can buy food in the market, you can do this, you can wash your tight. And I thought, yeah, she washes her tight. She probably washes her silk stockings. you know, how can they say they know how it is to live in bed and breakfast when you're talking about people with two or three children and it is just bed and breakfast?
You're still worked up about it now, aren't you?
I am, Clive. I am.
Well, I'm glad that we brought those memories flooding back to you. Thank you very much, Mairead. Barbara in Kenley, hello.
Oh, hello, Clive.
Hi, Barbara.
I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening to you for the last 15 years.
Fantastic.
I want to say very many happy returns and keep the good work up.
Thank you very much.
Goodbye.
Appreciate your call. This voice is a hard one, but there might be somebody who can get it.
Now, I must, of course, wish all those of you who will be dozing off any second, a very pleasant and peaceful night. And for those of you already getting up in the morning, good morning. Welcome to LBC. Welcome to the world. We're still alive and kicking after a night of sleep.
Who's that then? A voice from the past. Howard in St John's Wood. Hello, Howard.
Hello. I've been listening to your station since before you started. I mean, it sounds a bit strange. When you're playing these testing...
Test transmissions.
Transmission. You're playing this marvellous music. I wish I could get a tape of it. I used to listen to that. I think you were on for about testing the transmission about 6 months before it started.
It's extraordinary. You wouldn't believe how many people listened to those test transmissions. I think it was the first time people had ever broadcast just uninterrupted music.
Is it possible to get a tape of that music?
Oh, my goodness, no.
I've also going to ask you, some time ago when you had some celebration, you did produce a cassette of old bits of the old broadcast, whether one can get that at all.
Yes, there is. I think you can get it. I'll have to find out the exact details. The man to ask is Tim Crook, actually, because he put together a tape with various clips from news over the years. So I think that would be the person to talk to, Tim Crook at LBC. Thank you very much, Howard. Let's squeeze in a few more guesses on the voices. Hello, Michael.
Hello there.
Hello, Michael.
Good birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah, can I have a go at that mystery voice, please?
This one.
Now, I must, of course.
That one there?
Yes, there.
Who is it, then?
I think it might be Hugh Williams. Was it him?
You already...
Funnily enough, it isn't. But I'm glad you mentioned his name, because he is somebody who hasn't been mentioned at all so far.
That's right. He's the overnights before Steve Allen came along.
Yes, that's right. And he sounded very similar.
Similar voice.
Very similar. Yeah. But this one is, in fact, even earlier.
But
thank you for having a go.
Okay, bye.
Thank you. Jim's in Surbiton. Hello, Jim.
Oh, hello, Clive.
Hi, Jim.
First of all, congratulations. Your birthday party's going in the swing.
Yes. And there's one down the road in Fleet Street that's going on at a fair old lick, I imagine, as well.
Yeah, I bet that's well lubricated.
Yes, our weatherman is there. We're going to phone him on his mobile and find out how it's going in a moment.
Now, you remember the quiz that you used to put on after missing at midnight?
Which
where
was
you'd
that?
Get a number of people on the line and ask them questions in turn.
Oh, yes. Tons and tons of people, and we went round and round and round, yes.
Well, let me take you back to regularly...
Yes.
There used to be a young lady came on, and if she gave an answer which was not quite the same as you expected...
Yes.
She would argue the toss to get the point.
Oh, yes.
You do remember her?
That rings a bell, actually, yes.
Reading?
Juliet.
Why can't you track her down? We'd like to know how she's getting on.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because we have tracked her down, and she's in Tokyo, of all places.
Oh, God.
And now working in broadcasting.
No, really?
Yes. Yes, we had a postcard from her recently.
She was really a lively addition to your program.
She was fantastic, and as I say, went on to work in radio and is currently in Tokyo. Jim, thank you for your memories. It's LBC 1152.
25 years old today, Britain's first independent radio station. This is LBC. soon to LBC Breakfast and Drive Time, you could win £250 worth of Kinko's vouchers in the great Kinko's News Quiz. Kinko's provides full office support services from colour copying to video conferencing, available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Listen for Kinko's News Quiz when tens of thousands of pounds of Kinko's vouchers will be won. Coming soon to LBC with Kinko's, the new way to office in the city at High Holborn and in the West End at Mortimer Street. This is an announcement for all those people who rang the special number in The Telegraph and instantly got up to 60% off scheduled return flights with Lufthansa. Your flights to New York, Dubai, Istanbul and 80 other global destinations are now boarding. For those of you who didn't, here's a violin sonata.
Don't miss the flight. Catch The Daily Telegraph on Saturday and The Sunday Telegraph. See paper for terms and conditions.
If you're a director but not a member of the Institute of Directors, so many doors are closed to you. Imagine a network of 50,000 directors. Free legal and financial advice and business information. Lobbying strength. All kinds of preferential rates. An exclusive club in London's Pall Mall. Why shut out so much when membership costs so little? Call the IOD on 0171 766 8888.
I enjoy making curtains, so I like a large choice of fabrics. We've got
it! At Paul Simon Curtain Superstores, we have rolls of curtain fabric especially displayed in colour sections for easy choice. Prices by the meter are clearly displayed. And if you need help estimating quantity, our staff are always pleased to assist. We stock all the accessories too, from tape to cotton, lining to curtain tracks and tie backs. Find your nearest superstores at Stevenage, Wood Green, Fry and Barnet, Barking and Harlow. Or call 0181 472 2333.
Simon Curtain Superstore. Simply the first choice. 25 years. LBC.
And here we are now with another former Nightline presenter on LBC for some years. It's Bob Harris. Hello, Bob.
Hello, Clive.
Oh, it's lovely to hear that voice again. I remember that so well.
Well, we did so many hot seat changeovers, didn't we?
We did, yes. Technical term. I was sort of coming on after you, really.
Yeah.
It was at the weekend, and you were doing 10 till 1, I think.
That's right.
And I was doing 1 till God knows when afterwards.
Yes, about 6 in the morning, I think it was, wasn't it? Because wasn't there a sort of greatest hits kind of hour between 5 and 6, something like
yes.
that? And you went through live till 5 o'clock in the morning, I
That's
remember.
Right. Yes, it's yeah. slightly better now because they have the greatest hits at 4 o'clock. So Fred Housego gets home slightly earlier than I used to. But do you have happy memories? How long did you do it for? It was a couple of years at least, wasn't it?
It was about 3 years. I did Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night. And it was getting in there and starting off that first hour on Friday night. I always used to enjoy it so much because my first ever guest, sitting in for Dan Damon, actually, that's how it started for me, was Trevor Bailey. Because I've got such a great interest in cricket and meeting one of my, you know, great heroes on that very first show, I thought, oh, this is all right. I think I'm going to enjoy this.
Yeah, so you got to talk to lots of people, and obviously all part of it as well is talking to the callers. Did you enjoy that, the sort of mingling and mixing with Londoners?
I did very much. I mean, for me at the time, it was something completely new. I mean, the only experience I'd had of it previously was with Brian Hayes, because once a month, Brian would get me into his show on a Friday morning, and we'd do an hour sort of pop review or pop conversation, and there used to be a topic, and we used to take calls. But that's really the only experience of that kind I'd had prior to going on to Nightline. And the whole idea of sitting in the studio for 3 hours with the microphone open the whole time, you know, no music to fall back on, no tracks to play or anything like that. It's just you and the microphone for three chunks of 1 hour with whatever guest you have in and the callers coming in. You have no idea what they're going to say, as you know, and you're reacting to everything absolutely on the spot. It really, you know, I found it very, very different for me and very exciting, actually. I thoroughly enjoyed it. and found that I learned a lot, you know, just generally about broadcasting and about how to do it all during that period of time. So,
there was a great atmosphere as well, wasn't it? I seem to remember everybody sort of mucked in much as now, and it was really enjoyable kind of time.
Yes, it was.
I do remember as well, I don't know whether I'm going to... Yes, I'm going to admit to this. You helped me out in a way, because one of the duties I had to do was read the news during your program before I went on to do my program.
That's right.
And I seem to remember on one occasion the whole of the Independent Radio News Network got Bob Harris reading the news. So I don't know whether I ever admitted to you why I didn't turn up.
No, tell me.
Well, I was just engrossed in... Everyone said I was down the pub, but I wasn't. I really wasn't. I was engrossed in conversation with the news editor about something, and he walked off towards the studio, and I said, oh, yeah, great, yeah, see you in a minute.
Yes.
And I didn't realise he was going off to do the network news, and I don't know whether you even remember this, but I was terribly grateful, so otherwise it would have been silence.
Because I remember sitting in the, you know, obviously during the previous hour, chatting away with people calling in and everything, and all of a sudden there's a sort of flurry, and it comes to 11 o'clock, and having worked on provincial commercial radio myself, I know that, you know, the voice comes in from London on the hour, and there's the news, and it has to be authoritative, and you've got to sort of sound as if you know what you're talking about. And it wasn't until about sort of 30 seconds before the news was due to go on air that I realized that it was going to be me.
Right.
No, no, I mean, it was all part of it, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then the network all rang up saying, who was that guy with that fantastic voice reading the news? Can we have him every night? And the one thing you used to say as well, which we all enjoyed, and a lot of my callers remarked on it as well, at midnight, you always used to say, it's a brand new day.
Yes.
Go on, say it.
It's a brand new day.
Oh, lovely. Yes, the memories come flooding back.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, a little bit later on, we've got a little clip as well of you and Tony Blackburn and a guy from Rodway of Belgravia.
Oh, my God, yes, absolutely.
Who was a big fan of yours as well.
Tony was brilliant at that time. You know, I'm sure you remember, Clive, because it wasn't... He didn't live that far away, and being the natural publicist that he is, I mean, if I was stuck for a guest at the very last minute, the chances are that I'd give Tony a call, and he'd pop in his car and come over, and we'd have some sort of, I don't know, hour conversation about radio or something.
Oh, yes.
Because he would always turn up, and we actually had some very good hours with Tony.
Yes.
On Nightline, you know, talking about the future of radio and all of that. Funnily enough, I saw him not long ago. I saw him... only about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and we were just carrying on the conversation exactly the same way as we did 10 years ago, you know.
Yes, I think radio folk do that all the time, really, don't they? Yeah. And, well, we'll listen to that later on, and in the meantime, great to talk to you, Bob. And,
thanks, Clive.
And some happy memories.
Absolutely.
25 years old today, this is LBC Radio.
Oh, look at this marvellous mix. Bumpin' Chicago House, broad brush strokes of radical black wax, abstract astral sound webs of screeching, pumping spatial trance. Truly a musical masterpiece from the house of Hewlett-Packard and their new CD writer. A rather wonderful way to mix music, words and pictures onto your own CDs. All for less than £300 from your local PC World or leading dealer. The HP CD Writer Plus. For people who just love to create.
25 years old today, Britain's first independent radio station.
News Radio for London, 24 hours a day, LBC.
Oh my goodness. I'd forgotten about that one. Singing jingles. Never really caught on. Frankie in Greenford. Hello, Frankie.
Hello, Clive.
Hi, Frankie.
Congratulations on 25 years, and thank you for many, many hours of happy and enjoyable listening and the different presenters making me shout at the radio occasionally.
Yes. It's all part of it.
Yeah, three sort of Saturday night memories.
Yes.
I think they were all Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
One, you used to have a kind of hour where somebody would be asked to organise their dinner party guests.
That's
and
right.
That used to be smashing.
With, oh, yes.
I think Steve Allen used to do that.
I think Steve Allen, yes, that's right. He had a sort of Saturday night in or something like that, wasn't it? Yes.
Another similar idea was somebody, and they'd have about five or six of their favourites. It might be a favourite book or a favourite place they'd been, and you would get a programme of all little anecdotes.
I remember that.
Person.
Yes.
And some of Steve Allen's parties on a Saturday night when people came in to cook, and some of the hilarious things that happened to poor old Steve.
Yes.
With some of the guests that came in. I mean, there was one, I think there were some ladies where things got out of hand a little bit. There's some absolutely brilliant radio.
Yes. Oh, well, I'm glad you've got some good memories there. I agree with you about all those as well.
It'd be nice if occasionally, if, I don't know if it would be possible to bring back a sort of themed thing, like the dinner party one.
Yeah.
I think was really good.
It's always a good idea, that one, isn't it? Okay. Thank you very much, Frankie. And Linda is in Hendon. Hello, Linda.
Clive, I feel quite emotional tonight, so I just wanted to go down memory lane with you.
Okay.
Do you remember when, well, I'm sure you remember, you had on Adrian Love years and years ago.
Yes.
And he used to invite us to phone in and request our favourite songs. It was the only time I could ever get through a request.
Mm.
And I used to always try and get through to ask for... I heard it through the grapevine, and to my surprise, I actually got on once. And he was so thrilled that I actually requested this one of his favourite records. It's quite an evening I won't forget.
I guess. Yes, I remember all that.
Do you remember? What were you doing then at that time?
I was listening. I wasn't quite old enough to be here, but I was listening.
Right. I also wanted to thank you for introducing me to Kenny G.
Oh, really?
Do you remember you used to play him out at the... I think it must be about 5-6 years ago.
Yes.
You used to play that tune, that, and I went and bought all the tapes.
Nice bit of saxophone.
Oh,
yes.
Wonderful.
Well...
The other thing I wanted to say is that LBC's taken me through so many years, like I'm sure so many other people, but you've got another generation of listeners now.
Yes.
And my kids are always fighting me for my radio that I bought in 1973, and it's always been stuck on LBC, and they always want to unplug it, and I won't allow them to.
Quite right.
They now listen in to LBC, and my son, Toby, has won a competition with you, only about a year ago.
Brilliant.
He was the Star Wars anorak. But you won't remember it.
Oh, I do.
Do you remember?
Yes. Excellent.
Well, it's only because he's been brought up on LBC like
excellent.
My daughter, so they're both very, very keen.
I'm glad to hear that you're passing it on.
I tell you, it's been an inspiration always to think that, you know, there are other people out there listening to you, and then suddenly you meet somebody and they say, did you ever hear of Clive Bull, or do you ever hear of this one? I said, well... We all listened to LBC, and we sat around many an evening just listening and laughing about if it's a full moon or...
It's like a big community, really, isn't it?
Oh, it's wonderful. And I'm sorry I just can't... It's quite emotional, but have a lovely, lovely party.
Well, I'm glad you got through, and thank you very much indeed. Appreciate that. Let me see. Sheila, hello.
Oh, hello, Clive.
Hello, Sheila.
So many memories.
Yes.
I've been listening for about maybe 23 years.
Mm.
And I wondered if that mystery voice could have been Mike Dickin. But I guess I was...
No.
You remember Mike Dickin?
Oh, I certainly do, but he hasn't got a voice like that.
No. It's a long time ago. And
yes.
Bryn Jones, he had a lovely voice.
Bryn Jones.
Retired to write a book.
Yeah.
I wonder if he ever wrote...
Had a Welsh accent, I remember that
much. Do you
remember
when you did the Help That Hand on a Sunday afternoon?
How could I forget? Yes.
Yes, and one day I rang in...
Oh, dear.
...and asked if anybody could tell me how to get rid of my ants, you see.
Yes.
And I had all sorts of suggestions, and somebody said if I wrote a chalk line, they wouldn't cross it. But I'm afraid they did.
Mm.
And in the end, you said, I wish to God I'd never heard of these ants, because you got fed up with it.
Oh, I think I probably did, yes.
You remember Jordan of Lewisham, who found a husband?
Yes.
And Shlomo?
Yes.
So many.
Yes.
So much to remember.
Indeed. All right, well, thank you very much, Sheila. We'll take more calls shortly. It's LBC 412 1152 is the number. We'll come back after the news.
Hi, I'm Dominic Allen. 25 years ago, Wimbledon were in the Southern League and the Dons for Division 4 campaign hadn't even started. The knives were out for Sir Alf Ramsey and Ray Illingworth had been sacked as captain after an innings defeat at Lord's. Jackie Stewart retired at the top and Muhammad Ali was shortly to return from exile to prove he was the greatest. LBC Sport, the best team in town.
And here to bring you a listening thrill is Frank Sinatra to sing the ever-popular Marie. All right, Frank, take it.
Frank Sinatra, The Voice. With Tommy Dorsey, he had them swooning in the aisles. Now you can enjoy the magic of those Frank Sinatra big band years. 70 sensational songs on three compact discs or cassettes. Call 0800-114-224 for this historic collection. Call 0800-114-224. This 70-song Sinatra Big Band collection is yours for just £24.95. Post and packing absolutely free. Call 0800-114-224. Delivery within 10 days with your money back if not completely satisfied. Without a song. Order now and experience the legendary Frank Sinatra. I'll be seeing you. Call 0800-114-224. Familiar places.
A local hero, a good neighbor, or an outstanding community worker. Why not nominate your special unsung hero for the London Parade Roll of Honour? The winners will enjoy a day they'll never forget as they ride in style during the London Parade on New Year's Day. Closing date is 31st of October. Call now for details on 0181 566 8586. That's 0181 566 8586. LBC 11:52 a.m. and the London Parade, celebrating your city.
Wet when it's dry, cool when it's hot, fine when it's sunny, hot when it's not. Wet, dry, cool, hot, fine and sunny. You'll always have a great time at Great Thorpe Park, whatever the weather.
LBC 11:52 News.
I'm David Hall. An historic step's been taken towards getting Bill Clinton thrown out of the White House. The House of Representatives has voted in favour of beginning impeachment proceedings against the president because of the Lewinsky affair. It's only the third time in American politics such a move's been made. The last time was over Richard Nixon and the Watergate scandal. Chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Henry Hyde, says it's a miserable, rotten duty, but one they have to carry out.
We will be doing a lot of planning and interviewing and whatever's necessary to get ready to have hearings and try to get them completed as expeditiously as possible.
World powers are laying down the law to Serbia over the crisis in Kosovo. They've issued six demands following an emergency meeting in London. At least 20 elderly French holidaymakers have been killed after a pleasure boat sank near Barcelona in Spain. The boat was overloaded and carrying almost twice the number of people it was licensed to hold. Josie Russell's video testimony has been played to a jury during the trial of a man accused of killing the youngster's mother and sister. 4 hours of evidence were aired at Maidstone Crown Court. Police gently coaxed the youngster to detail what happened during the attack in 1996. John Hartson's future at West Ham is safe. Club bosses say they'll back the striker all the way as the FA investigate his kicking outburst on teammate Ile Birkovic. Soccer hard man Vinnie Jones says he can't understand what the fuss is all about.
You know, I've seen it 100 times on the training pitch. 100, more than 100 times. 1,000 times. And, you know, some little weasel has took a picture of it all, got it on camera and same old thing, sold it.
Bruce Springsteen's being given evidence in his battle to win control of his music. The boss told the High Court in London about his hand-to-mouth existence before he found fame. He's suing a British company who he claims pirated his early songs.
LBC 11:52 News.
Celebrating 25 years.
This is LBC, where news comes first.
I'm Clive Bull. Robert in New Cross, hello.
Hello, Clive.
Hi, Robert.
Happy birthday, LBC.
Thank you very much.
And thank you very much for a very happy 11 years, Clive.
You've been with us 11 years.
I've been with, well, mainly with you, because every night I go to bed at about the same time.
Yeah.
And you've always been there, even when you're on through the night.
Yes, that's right.
And my first listening of you was during the October hurricane of 1987, and you were there playing the Circle Line quiz.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
And what really shocked me was, is when I first saw your picture on that television programme on Channel 4.
Oh, Nightcaller, yes.
Nightcaller.
Yes.
And my favourite bit of music from your programme would be the one that goes, da-dee-da, you know, the original one.
Oh, yes, yes, I remember that. My goodness, you have got a good memory, haven't you?
And could you play it if you've got it somewhere?
Yes, we might be able to have it somewhere. I'll see if I can find a bit.
But thank you very much, Clive, and to all the LBC team, keep going, you're the best station.
Great to hear from you. Thank you, Robert.
Okay, Clive.
Thanks a lot. And I was talking to Bob Harris earlier on, and somebody else said, could you track down this rather weird caller called Rodway of Belgravia? Well, I've no idea what happened to Rodway, but we have got a clip from the archives. Rodway in Belgravia. Hello, Rodway.
Hello there, Clive. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
Listen, it's a bit of a treat for me. I don't normally phone your show on Saturday night, but I was lying in bed listening to it, and I suddenly heard Bob Harris's voice vibrating the cabinet of my radiogram. So I felt I had to phone in and chat to the dear boy.
Well, Rodway, this is the first time you and I have met, isn't it?
It's well.
And I've heard you many times on Clive's programme.
Yes.
He's doing sterling service for you, Bob, actually, with this fan club.
Yeah, I heard you last night, actually, Rodway.
Yes?
Yes, indeed. I was lying in bed at home. Listening to Clive, and then listening to you about the problems you have with your house at the moment.
I don't want to talk about that.
Very concerned I was.
Yes, I don't want to talk about that at all.
I had a sleepless night because of it.
Oh. You're not the only one.
Yes, I know, dear.
Yeah, did you want a question about radio, Rodway, or are you happy with your radiogram service?
I'm very happy with my radiogram. It's working okay now. I'm particularly happy when Bob Harris comes on, because he really makes it, what's the modern word for it? Groove. Yes. I don't know this other fellow, though. What is it, Tony?
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
Tony Blackburn,
what,
yes.
What do you do for a living?
Well, really, what happened? I came here to fix a gas leak, and the other bloke didn't turn up, so I'm here, really. It's all a terrific experience for me. I've never done this before.
That's wonderful.
It's really nice, isn't it?
He's actually taking to it rather well, don't you think, Rodway?
I think he's very, very fine. I mean, I like the way that your show attracts all sorts of people from various walks of life, many of them claiming to be stars. And
well, this isn't my show.
No.
Clive,
do you mean?
Oh,
me?
Clive, sorry.
Yes.
Thought you'd given me a show there for a moment. So,
Rodway, you think that he might perhaps have a career in this sort of thing?
I think there's a definite chance that this fellow Tony will go on to great things.
Well, this is by way of being an audition for me.
But possibly not in radio.
No, well, possibly.
Yes, we never did find out what happened to Rodway from Belgravia. If anyone knows, give us a call. 412-1152 is the number.
Why explore the new La Forchetta restaurant? La Forchetta's traditional Italian food is delicious and inexpensive. Handmade pizza you'd expect to travel to Italy for. Here in the East End, just minutes from the city. The setting and atmosphere are tremendous, and they're open lunchtimes and evenings 7 days a week. And if you need another reason, mention this station to enjoy a free bottle of wine for a table of four diners. La Forchetta, the exciting new restaurant in the East End. Drop in or book on 0171 739 9467.
25 years LBC.
And here's Rob in Barnet. Hello, Rob.
I'm having a struggle with that mystery voice, Clive.
Oh, are you?
It seems to go back a very long way. I mean, I seem to associate memories of Helicopter 261 with it.
Oh.
Any chance of hearing that voice again?
Yeah, this one?
Now, I must, of course, wish all those of you who will be dozing off any second a very pleasant and peaceful night. And for those of you already getting up in the morning, good morning. Welcome to LBC. Welcome to the world. We're still alive and kicking after a night of sleep.
That is a hard one.
That sounds a bit like Stuart Francis to me.
I don't believe it.
Yes, I think so.
I don't believe it.
Not many people will remember him from that job at LBC anyway.
No, that's right.
I had the honour of passing through the portals at the time. The technology was very old in those days, wasn't it, Clive?
Very old.
Before,
yes.
I had the honour of filling up the inkwells in the newsroom.
Oh, lovely.
And also had a job. My job was to be shouted at by Jim Keltz.
Oh, yes, and he's still doing it now, you know.
Yes, well, I wonder
who's probably at this moment.
But someone that I remember more fondly, perhaps, is David Bassett.
Oh, yes. Well, you probably didn't hear it. We had him on earlier on.
In that case, I'm very glad to hear he's alive and well.
But very much so, yes. He's just been on cycling trips and walking around the world and all sorts of things. And now, who did you say it was?
I think it was Stuart Francis.
And let's just check here. Stuart Francis.
Hi.
This is Nightline on LBC.
And this is Stuart Francis with you through till 4:30 in the morning.
Yes, it was.
That was lovely. Any chance, Clive, of bringing back that lovely lady who used to play little piano pieces, which we had to identify?
Oh, yes. What, Doris?
Doris?
Yes.
Nice. It would be nice to hear her again.
Wouldn't it?
All the best, Clive.
Thank you very much. It's incredible what people remember, isn't it? Okay, well, that one's gone now. I will give you one more voice from the past. Here we go. Let's try this one.
There I was chatting away to some lovely lady from She magazine. I said, never press profanity, not us. No. And old Butch's just done it.
Can you identify that voice from the past? 412-1152. Mark, hello in Sunbury.
Clive, hello.
Hi, Mark.
Happy birthday to you and everyone at LBC. Just trying to find out whatever happened to Bruce Pavey.
Bruce Pavey? Do you know, I don't know. But he was a... Now, why do you know the name?
I used to remember waking up to him in the early hours of the morning when I first moved up to London. I also remember, I think probably a lot of your listeners will remember, some of those very early commercials for a well-known store in Knightsbridge. It always used to be before the 8 o'clock news on Bob and Doug's programme.
It was your sort of 8 o'clock wake-up call thing, wasn't it?
Incredible.
Yes.
And whatever happened to when you split to become Crown LBC Crown FM?
Yes.
What happened to Natalie Anglesey?
Natalie Anglesey, I think she went off to be on the television.
Did she?
Yes, she was on one of those daytime TV shows. And,
right.
And done
Has anyone ever considered writing the history of LBC?
I think various people have. And Peter Dealey swears that he has written it.
Another great name.
But we might all want to sue when we read what he's written about us.
Is it available, or...?
I don't think there is, no. At the moment, there's not. There are tapes available and various documentaries over the years. No, somebody should write the book. It would be a fascinating read.
There's been lots of highs on LBC's career. There's only one thing that I... really, to this day, I'm very disappointed on, and that is that you are no longer on FM.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm assured that not too far in the distant future, we might get around that problem when digital radio comes along. And in fact, I heard today that LBC is on digital, although you're unlikely to pick it up at the moment because you can't pop in and buy a digital radio. But I think that is probably the way of the future, Mark. Thank you very much. Irene in St. John's Wood. Hello, Irene.
Hello, Clive.
Hello, Irene.
Close your eyes.
Yes.
And so I can give you a big hug.
Oh, thank you.
And happy birthday.
Thank you very much. I felt that.
Good. And just to say that all the voices on LBC over the years are absolutely wonderful, very charismatic voices. And I remember Mike Allen so well. In fact, I loved him so much. I used to, with my twin, Sue, come round to the studios in Gough Square at midnight.
Really?
And bring him smoked salmon bagels.
Oh, it was you, was it? Funnily enough, I know for a fact that Mike is extremely well as well, because I saw him earlier on today, and he was sending everybody his regards. Thank you very much. Irene, we'll come back in just a moment.
Join me, James Williams, Friday evening from 7 here on LBC 1152. Amanda Hussein has our video guide for the weekend. After 8, it's our restaurant review. We're shopping around town, also in the company of course, Rachel Huggard. After 9, we'll be talking about some of the world's greatest disasters, man-made as well as natural. Plus, of course, it's our final competition for you to win that weekend break to Brussels. Join me, James Williams, Friday evening from 7 here on 1152.
And the forecast is sun, followed by more sun, followed by more sun. I'm talking hot, hot, hot. That means it's time to carnival. Ole, 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 ole. Carnival to this. Carnival to that. Carnival, the album that's overflowing with sun, sea, and fun. But Carnival is not available in the shop. You get it by calling 0800-700-600 and saying, I'd like the Carnival, please. 64 sizzling hot tracks that you can Carnival to anytime. Carnival is just $29.99 for 4 CDs or cassettes. Get it with free delivery in 21 days.
You can get it if you really want.
Get Carnival, and every day is a holiday. 0800-700-600, your hotline to Carnival. And remember, it's a lot cheaper than going on holiday. 0800-700-600.
5 years old today. This is LBC Radio.
Adrian from the Tottenham Court Road.
Good evening, Clive. This morning it was some two pieces of toast and some marmalade, Clive.
That's...
this morning.
Oh, as you do.
As you do. And did you know that LBC started on star date 417-261-1152?
Really?
0.4.
Yes, 0.4?
That's in star date time, according to Star Trek.
Really? You've worked out the star date?
Yeah, yes, because, well, you know when they do Captain's Log, star date
417-261-1152.
Yeah.
Really?
So, which is quite curious, really, because if you add up all the numbers together, they all come to 9.
Really?
Yeah, it's an amazing fact.
Isn't
that,
that spooky?
Yeah, and yes. Did you also know?
Yes.
That 417 was the original wavelength of LBC.
Yes, I did. Yes.
Then changed to 261.
That's right.
Which was 1151 kilohertz, Clive.
That's right.
And then they moved it to 1152.
They moved it, just nudged it up one kilohertz like that,
well,
yes.
Well, I never understood, because I did my calculation with the speed of light.
Oh, here we go. Yes.
That 1152 is actually really 260.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh.
Not 261 at all, Clive.
Oh, well, that's all that meters is old-fashioned now, isn't it?
Now, Clive, is your birthday today? Well, LBC's birthday.
Yes.
I've done something for you special.
Oh, what have you done?
It's very clever.
I've got
my new... Let me just tap it for you. Have a listen.
Yeah.
Can you hear that?
Well, it... Yeah? What is it?
That's my new R2-D2 computer programmable robot.
Fantastic.
It's a fabulous thing. I'll just tap it again so you can hear it properly.
Oh, that's... Yeah, now I see. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And, well, R2-D2 is here with his three legs and the little rotating thing. It looks a bit like a dustbin with a rotating thing on the top.
Oh, I know, yes.
But I've programmed R2-D2 to wish and sing happy birthday to LBC to you.
Oh, lovely.
So are you ready for this?
Yes, okay.
Now, hang on a second.
Okay.
Are you ready, R2-D2? R2-D2 seems to be ready for this.
Oh, good, good.
So here he is with happy birthday to LBC.
Okay. Yeah?
That's enough now, R2-D2.
Yeah, that's very impressive, yes.
Okay. Will you stop? Will you stop now?
That's lovely. Yeah, no, that'll do.
Oh, it's going on and on, Clive. I'm going to have to go to bed, Clive.
Yeah, okay,
go to bed, Clive. But I've got a problem with the R2-D2. Got to go to bed, Clive.
Yes, go to bed.
Go to bed.
Yes, all right. Good. Now, don't forget our mystery voice. We've got this voice from the past.
There I was chatting away to some lovely lady from She magazine. I said, never press profanity, not us. No. And old Butchie's just done it.
Mm. Who's that? 412-1152. Very quickly, a couple more faxes as well. Zippy says, thing that's made LBC so special for me is that on those days when I've not been feeling the best, you've kept me company and made me feel there's somebody out there that cares. Not only the presenters, but the listeners who phone in and offer their help whenever there's a problem that needs solving. Thank you, Zippy. And another one from Dave in Barnet has just emailed us to say, Sean in the Gates comments on Computer Club on Young London. I recorded those computer tones on a number of occasions, and they worked successfully on an early BBC microcomputer. They generally contained a small quiz which you had to write in with. I won a really exciting car sticker, a T-shirt and a jar of coffee when you read my name out the following week. It was the same time as the Network Chart Show started, which was sponsored by Nescafe, hence the coffee. Oh, yes. The most boring bit of radio, but certainly was the dog results. Yes, there was a bit of a furore when we took those off, but most people found them very boring. I'd love to hear them again, but with an explanation of what they actually meant, i.e. 2 and 5 paid £2.40. They seem to go on forever. Yes, I've been listening on and off since about 1980. Particularly remember Young London on Sunday afternoon. Were they your earliest broadcasts? Just about, yeah, and a little bit of Jellybone as well before that. Thank you very much for that. Let's go to Joan in Wallington. Hello, Joan.
Hello, Clive.
Hello.
I don't know the date that I first came over to LBC, but I'm very glad I did. And congratulations for 25 years.
Thank you.
I think I was a refugee from TV, definitely.
Mm.
Couldn't stand soaps a minute longer. I was still getting so depressed. I thought, you know, I should just die. And my son put me on to you. And at first I said, oh, dear, it sounds a bit ropey, you know, people talking all the time. anyway, then I sort of got hooked. And
now you're on
I
it.
I didn't sleep at all because I was listening to LBC.
Hmm.
Didn't you used to do little spots where a person could go and review a film or review?
Yes.
Well, that's...
Yes, we did that.
Yeah, because I was one of those. I took my grandson to see Wind in the Willows.
Oh, really?
And that was great. I loved that.
That does ring a bell.
Mm, you don't do that anymore.
Well, no, that was on Young London, and I'm not young anymore. thank you very much, Joan. Nora's in Holloway. Hello, Nora.
Oh, good evening, Clive.
Hi, Nora.
I've only just started to listen to you since 11 o'clock, so I don't know whether this subject has been covered. But I'd like to pay tribute to the late Benny Green. I think he was a great broadcaster.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and he is irreplaceable. And I thoroughly enjoyed his programmes. And he was what I consider a true Londoner.
I certainly couldn't disagree with that. Thank you very much, Nora. Trying to squeeze in as many people as possible, because as you might imagine... We're celebrating 25 years of LBC. We've got incredibly busy phone lines. You can fax us as well, 3128570, or email clive@lbc.co.uk. clive@lbc.co.uk. Come back in just a moment.
Coming soon to LBC Breakfast and Drive Time, you could win £250 worth of Kinko's vouchers in the great Kinko's News Quiz. Kinko's provides full office support services from colour copying to video conferencing, available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Listen for Kinko's News Quiz when tens of thousands of pounds of Kinko's vouchers will be won. Coming soon to LBC with Kinko's, the new way to office in the city at High Holborn and in the West End at Mortimer Street.
25 years. This is LBC on 261. Pass it on.
Ivan is in Ilford on LBC. Hello, Ivan.
Yes, good evening to you, evening. Clive. Congratulations on 25 years.
Thank you very much.
I actually wanted to phone particularly about a news item with Vinnie Jones on it before.
Really?
Yes. He was talking about the incident between John Hartson and Ale Berkovich, the West Ham players.
Oh, yes.
And on the news item, he says...
Well, this was tonight, was it?
This has been on and off throughout the day, but particularly just about, I think, with the 11:30 news.
Yes.
He says that whoever took the film of the incident are weasels... And they've only done it to make money.
Mm.
Well, I cannot believe that IRN, if that's who it is, don't know that the film was actually shot by B-Sky B-Sports, Sky Sports news cameras. They were on a routine assignment at West Ham's training ground.
Mm.
And they shot the film. So, yes, I suppose that they did do it for money. But it wasn't an amateur.
But you're attributing... those comments were from Vinnie Jones, not from the news organisation. They are just reporting what he says. And he's entitled to his view, quite frankly. Whoever took the film, he's entitled to express his view. Thank you, Ivan. Barry in Holloway.
Clive, yeah, that last clip you played.
Yes.
There I was chatting away to some lovely lady from She magazine. I said, never press profanity, not us. No, no, no. And old Butch's just done it.
Yes.
It's got to have been a Beetle bum.
It was.
Especially talking about Butch. Butch Bavs was his producer, I believe.
That's right. Butch Bav.
I'm glad you mentioned David Simmons, by the way, because on the programme, The History of LBC, they said LBC was the first station to broadcast regular phone-ins in London. Of course, it was David Simmons on Radio London.
I said that earlier on.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
But David Simmons, I mean, I did see him sometime, well, after the show. He went on to television. I think United Press International Television or something.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Well done. Thank you very much, Barry. Yes, it was indeed... Jeremy Beadle.
News Radio for London, 24 hours a day, LBC.
Beadlebum on 261, it's Beadlebum on 261, it's Beadlebum on 261. It's Beadlebum on 261.
I think that's absolutely lovely.
I'm the Tony from Woodford, the one who you asked if I had a boyfriend last week, and I had a go at you.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, I asked you if you got a girlfriend, you said no, so well, I said, have you got a boyfriend? And I don't know about these things. I'm so naive.
Am I allowed to say, Jeremy?
Well, in that case, we better not. Oh, well, in that case, we've actually taken it out, what I've said, Tony, because they pressed the profanity, and there I was chatting away to some lovely lady from She magazine. I said, never press the profanity, not us. No, no, no. And old Butch has just done it. Tony, I had to take that out, mate.
What is that insulting echo I hear.
My sons, they were in bed, but they've come down the stairs. I'm at a loss. What do I do with them? Can you help me?
Yes, tell them to shout it out louder next time.
Okay, shout it out louder next time. There you go.
He's obviously got a good career ahead of him.
You've got a good career ahead of you. Okay.
A little clip from Jeremy Beadle on Nightline. Let's go to David in Kingsbury. Hello, David.
Hello, Clive.
Hi, David.
Give you some of my high spots since about calling in about 1980, I think I started picking off with Mike Dickin. I've also met some of your regular callers partly through the little hook-up, if you remember, when we used to speak to each other for an hour.
Oh, yes.
David Luddy.
I remember that.
I've met Eleanor and Sue from Wimbledon, who'd never met, but I introduced them to each other, and George of Hampstead. And the only person I didn't meet, which I was very disappointed, one of the founder members you've already mentioned, who was Juliet of Reading.
Mm.
I've been trying to meet her for ages, and I rang up once and spoke to Adam about it. I don't know what's happened to him now. And he said, oh, don't worry, I'll set up a meeting with you or a call. So he gave me a work number, and I thought, it's all been set up. So I rang up, and he mucked me about, and she told me to get lost. And he knew nothing about it. I was really embarrassed there.
Oh, dear.
It's a pity she can't hear me in Tokyo, but...
Oh, I think it's unlikely.
What's he doing now, Adam?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Actually, he's doing something to do with music and copyright on the internet, because I had an email from him not that long ago. David, thank you for your memories. Andy in Caterham. Hello, Andy.
Hello, how are you? Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Just a little story. I don't know if it's true or not, but I heard, before I started listening to LBC, about a phone-in. Cyril Fletcher used to do a gardening phone-in with Adrian Love.
That rings a bell, yes.
And a lady phoned up one night and started complaining about five-foot grass, and her husband was so lazy about doing this, that, and the other. And Cyril Fletcher gave advice on how to cut the grass, and Adrian gave advice on what to do with the husband. It turned out to be his own wife.
Oh, really?
I don't know if it's true or not, but...
I wonder if it is.
Is there any way of finding out?
Yes, we could probably ask him. I wonder if it is. Well, perhaps somebody will remember that. Thank you very much, Andy. Italia in Harrow. Hello, Italia.
Hello, Clive.
Hi, Italia.
You must be fed up hearing people say happy birthday.
Not at all.
Oh,
well, just nice. For, you know, one night.
You know, I've been a listener since certainly almost the beginning. Mm. It was my mother who found you.
Found the station. See, this is what we're finding. It's passed down the generations.
And she couldn't, you know what I mean, she couldn't see what she was doing, and she couldn't sleep.
Mm.
And so she said to me one day, I found the most marvellous station where people actually talk and ring up. You know, because otherwise, before that, it was all music.
That's right.
Which gets pretty tedious.
Doesn't it?
But I have not heard anybody mention Robbie today.
Oh, yes.
I've been listening quite a lot.
Well, I think we did mention him a little bit earlier on. Didn't see him at the Do today, but I know that he's well and doing well. I've got to stop you there, Italia, because we've got the news coming up. And then Weatherman, live from the LBC party.
At Harts Park & Knoll and Cintiqué Centre, we've been providing Park & Knoll quality furniture for 100 years. Come and celebrate our centenary with us. Call in, have a cup of tea, and explore the huge range of furniture we offer. Or if you prefer, choose your furniture over the phone, and we'll bring it to you to see. If you're disabled, elderly, or just looking for fine furniture, call us on 0181 985 3934. 985 3934. Harts Park & Knoll. Quality furniture for 100 years.
It's round two of Euro 2000 as England face Bulgaria next Saturday, the 10th of October. Join Sir Nicholas Lloyd this Friday morning for full previews of this critical game, as well as Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland matches. Then hear the latest team news in Douglas Cameron's Friday Night Sports Preview. LBC Euro 2000 Report is brought to you by the new Vauxhall Vectra SRI, built for the corners of the earth, and London Vauxhall dealers, working with London.
On the James Williams Show this week, take part in our London Entertains competition with Simply Nico Bar and Restaurant, and you could be enjoying a superb weekend dining out in Brussels. There are theatre nights to be won with dinner at the new Simply Nico in London Bridge. So remember, take part in our entertainment news competition. That's great nights out with Simply Nico Bar and Restaurant all this week on the James Williams Show, Monday to Friday evening, 7 till 10, LBC 1152.
It's absolutely fabulous, fantastical and brill, marvellous and magical. You're in for such a thrill. It's great, Thorpe Park. Great, whatever the weather.
Complete news and information for London. 11:52 a.m. This is LBC.
It's midnight, I'm David Hall. Bill Clinton's made history by becoming only the third American president to face an impeachment inquiry. The vote by the House of Representatives came after a bitter debate. Republicans solidly backed the move to impeach, with support from a number of Democrats, including Charles Rangel.
We cannot define the president's character, but we must define the nation's. I urge an affirmative vote on the resolution.
Foreign ministers are warning Yugoslavia's president Slobodan Milosevic he faces grave consequences if he doesn't end Serb atrocities in Kosovo. Crisis talks on the issue have been held at Heathrow Airport. U.S. Secretary of State Madeleine Albright says time's running out and military action could come within a few days.
We have to take into account not only this week's snapshot of events on the ground, but Milosevic's long-standing unwillingness to negotiate seriously and the accumulated barbarity of the last 3 months.
Nearly half of primary school teachers don't believe their heads are doing a good job. New surveys found most disagree with plans to give heads bumper salaries of up to £70,000. Glenn Hoddle holds a final training session today ahead of England's Euro 2000 qualifier against Bulgaria. David Batty's been drafted in because Tony Adams and Darren Anderton are both struggling to be fit. Hodd says he doesn't underestimate the task ahead.
From day one, from taking this job up, it's been pretty similar every game, even during the World Cup. I think you have to keep an even balance on the situation and approach the game like that.
Scotland will have to turn to inexperience for their Euro qualifier with Estonia on Saturday. They're without their first-choice midfield for a match they can't afford to lose. ABBA mania is set to grip Britain again. It's reported Benny and Bjorn from the Swedish supergroup are planning a £5 million stage musical which charts their rise to fame. The group split up 15 years ago after selling more than 300 million albums. Independent Radio News.
2,000 years after he walked upon this earth, the footsteps of one man have been carefully retraced. Now you can follow his path through the Holy Land in a superb video journey, Where Jesus Walked. Beautifully filmed with scriptural narrative and original music, the travels of Jesus come alive as you're taken from his birthplace in Bethlehem right through to his final walk down the streets of Jerusalem. Discover the sites where Christianity was born and miracles took place. Discover Where Jesus Walked. This magnificent hour-long video is just £14.95 plus £2.05 postage and packing and is only available by calling free on 0800 114 224. That's 0800 114 224. Delivery within 14 days with your money back if not completely satisfied. Make a video pilgrimage to the Holy Land with Where Jesus Walked. For your copy, call free now on 0800 114 224.
25 years, LBC.
And at this point, we'd normally have Midnight Weatherman, but of course he's off at the party at the moment, so we've tracked him, we've phoned his mobile. And are you there?
I am.
Excellent. How's it going then? I suppose it's all finished now, has it?
Well, it's coming to an end. I've had to come outside because it's rather noisy inside, so I've come outside, and it's rather cold out here at the moment. It's cloudy as well, looking at the sky. Yes, it's rather cloudy, but it is dry, and temperatures tonight falling down to about 8 degrees, and then for the day ahead, we're going to see a brighter day, a bit of cloud around at first to the east of London, but that clearing away, and then I think most of London seeing some sunshine through the day, and it will feel warmer as well, with the winds turning more southwesterly, a high of 17 degrees, but expect more rain by the evening.
All right, and how's it all going down there? Have you been bumping into names from the past?
Oh, yes, I've seen them all. There was Peter Dealey, Angela Rippon.
Really?
Endless names from the past I saw
yes.
tonight.
Was Peter Dealey still standing?
Yes, he is, just about upright.
Yes. Okay, well,
What's going on?
I beg your pardon?
A lot going on.
Just let me take the phone back in and let's listen to the hubbub then.
Oh, hold on a minute. I'm just going in now.
Okay.
You might lose me, but I'm just going in.
All right, well, we'll just see what happens.
Oh, there's people coming out. Oh, I'm inside now. Can you hear all that noise?
I can.
I think I better go out again. Oh, I'm just being kissed by someone. Oh, I'm coming out again now. I think that's quite enough of that, Clive.
Who kissed you?
That was Cara, who works in our commercial department.
Oh, right.
She said she was all the ads.
Aye, so, there's a few stories to be told about that party, I'm sure.
I'll tell you about that, though, tomorrow.
Will you? Yes. And who was that I heard mumbling and sounded a bit worse for wear?
No, shall I go in again? Hold on a
yes.
second. I'm just going back in again now.
No, we don't want any dodgy language, though.
Oh, someone else is coming out. Oh, someone's happened to be taken away. Oh, dear, they look worse for wear here.
Mm.
So I'm just going in again now. And, there's Marcus Churchill,
darling.
He's not on in the morning, is he?
There's Marcus Churchill, who's
yes.
on the air tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock. Oh, he's not. So, there we are.
Oh, really? No, it was just as well. Otherwise, you should be in bed about 3 hours ago.
Marcus, you should be in bed by now.
I'm not on the air tomorrow.
Oh, he's not on the air tomorrow.
He's got the morning off. I don't blame him.
I don't blame him.
Okay.
It's very noisy in here at the moment.
Yeah, well, you're doing an excellent job.
Thank you very much.
Yes, and summing up for the day ahead?
Summing up for the day ahead...
Lots of hangovers.
To start, but brightening up later with some sunny spells and a high of 17 degrees.
And a huge...
LBC's weather for London.
And a huge hangover.
And a huge hangover.
Yes. thank you very much, Chris.
Thank you.
Bye.
Cheers, was that all right?
It was lovely. Thank you very much. Yes, right, yes. Then. Oh, bye.
LBC weather with Great Thorpe Park. Great, whatever the weather.
Sounds like they're having a wild time there. Whoops. You should have heard some of the things that I was hearing before we pulled the fader up. The voice of... oh, no, I shouldn't. Should I name and shame these people?
Yes, name and shame.
Name and shame. No, far be it from me to mention the slurring of Robbie Malcolm. one of our former programme controllers. Right, let's go to Sean in Sidcup. Hello, Sean.
Hello, Clive.
Hello, Sean.
It's been a while.
Hello, Sean.
Yes, hello, Clive.
Yes.
It's been a while.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
You should have asked your weatherman. Did he see any meteors out there tonight?
I should have done, but I think he will be seeing stars, but
yes,
not in the sky.
No. I was looking out there myself earlier, couldn't see anything, a bit cloudy.
Which is a shame, because it could have been spectacular, by all accounts.
It was interesting to hear that tape you played earlier of Rodwood. That was actually the first night I heard your programme.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the very first night.
That, yes, well, I think that was the first night.
Was it?
Of the programme, actually,
And
I had Bob Harris and Tony Blackburn on as guests.
Yeah, I remember it well, all right.
Well, you were listening to the first one of my Through the Nights, yes.
Yeah, well, I didn't know it was your first show.
Yes, it was.
It was the first time I heard it, certainly, this is LBC, anyway.
It was, yes.
Which I also remember, I was just sort of reminiscing. Mm. I was do you remember when Steve Jones had a show in the afternoon?
I do.
I was a guest on his...
The whole town's talking about the Jones Boy.
The Jones Boy, that's it. He had a Lucky 7 quiz, I think it was.
Mm.
And I was in there for one of the quizzes and got a couple of bottles of sparkling wine.
Oh, excellent.
Yes. But, as I say, well, it's a bit late now. Wish you happy birthday, isn't it?
Well, I suppose so. We're going to carry on till one, though, so you can say it anyway.
Yeah. But it's interesting to hear somebody asking about Adam there earlier.
Mm.
And you say he's working on the internet now, is he?
Something to do with that, yeah. Something to do with companies and music being used on the internet. Something like that, anyway.
Yeah, he's always very fond of computers,
wasn't Yes. Well, somebody will no doubt tell us. Thank you, Sean. Couple of other emails I must mention here. One from Peter in Baker Street, who says, you remember Steve Allen doing Through the Night? And has anyone mentioned Mike Carson, who used to do a computer game help and all sorts of other stuff? We haven't, but I did talk to Mike Carson a few hours ago. I bumped into Mike Carson, and I can tell you that he's fitting well as well and doing lots of voiceovers. You hear him all the time if you listen to the commercials, particularly if you watch the TV and ITV. You hear him going tonight at 10 and putting on really butch voice. Well, actually not putting it on, because he's just got a butch voice. 412-1152, let's squeeze in some more calls. John in Highgate, hello, John.
Yeah, hi there, Clive. I want to be one of the last to wish the station a very best 25th, but I'll be one of the first to wish you all the best for the next 25 years.
That's very nice of you. Thank you, John.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a great station, but recently it's become more on sort of national issues, and a couple of callers said this earlier today. It'd be
really
better if we can sort of get on to London issues in some ways. And
Well, I can tell you that certainly from my point of view and this program, we try and have the listeners setting the agenda. So, you know, if you feel you should be talking about a particular issue, it's really very simple. You know, you just pick up the phone and do it. Thank you for your kind thoughts, John, and we will take all those comments on board as well. We're not just here to pat ourselves on the back. Any criticisms, of course, are always listened to as well. We'll come back in just a moment.
Kinko's is
is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because you never know when you might get that call.
Simon!
To open an account, call 0990-662-266. Kinko's, the new way to office.
25 years.
This is LBC.
Rodway, hello.
Ah, hello there, Clive. How are you?
Hello, Rodway.
Yes.
From Belgrave, yeah?
Yes.
It's you. It's unmistakable.
That's right. I'm pretty unmistakable, aren't I? Certainly
yes, you
my
are.
House is, after all these years. You know, it's still purple.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Yes, it was always sounded delightful, I must say.
Yes, it's fading a bit now and it's cracking slightly.
But where have you been? You haven't phoned us for goodness knows how long.
I've been travelling with my great-aunt.
Oh, have you?
Yes.
Been having a nice time?
A marvellous time. We just came back from Barbados.
Oh, lovely. And what happened to the woman from the gardening shop? I still get people asking about that.
Yes, she died. I got involved with her sister,
oh.
And that worked out very well.
Oh, lovely. Mm. Okay. Well, anything we can do for you?
Not really, no.
Yeah?
I heard you talking to that Bob Harris,
yes.
A few moments ago.
It's a brand new day. Yeah.
Yes, and marvellous to hear him again.
Mm.
No, Clive, I would have been in touch before, but the thing is, I just couldn't be bothered.
No, well, that's understandable. You're a busy man, aren't you?
Yes. is that enough?
Yes, well, it's lovely to hear from you anyway.
I just wish LBC a very happy 25 years. And here's to the next four.
Yes, thank you very much, Rodway.
My pleasure.
Babs.
Hello, Clark.
In Bermondsey.
Happy birthday for 25 years.
Thank you very much.
It's been wonderful to listen to you all the past presenters.
Yes.
I remember.
Yes, and it's been wonderful to listen to you, Babs.
Oh, don't. the things I used to catch up to.
I know.
Don't tell anybody.
We can't find that recording, but we've had lots of requests for the night that you were looking for a one-letter word beginning with I, and you couldn't get it.
I don't remember that.
No, you probably couldn't. Can you think of it? It's a one-letter word beginning with I.
What's it supposed to be?
Well,
animal, vegetable, or mineral?
Well, anything you like, it could be. Yeah. And you had 60 seconds, I think, to get it.
Did I?
Yeah, that's right.
Remember that?
Yes. And you had great difficulty because it was quite a tough question. It was a one-letter word beginning with I. And it's something on your face.
Iris.
No, yeah, a bit like that. To do with that.
Iris is in your eye.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah. You're close. Any idea? It's above your nose.
Eyebrows.
No. It's one letter word. There's a clue.
One letter word?
Yes. Beginning with I. Yeah. And it's under your eyebrows.
Eyelid, that's E.
Yeah, no, under those.
Eyes, that's E. I can't think of eyes.
Oh, your time's up.
Thank you.
Oh, dear, never mind. But anyway, it's lovely to hear poor old Babs, eh?
Yes.
Poor old Babs. thank you very much. Shortly, we'll be joined by Pete Murray and Therese Birch, who are going to pop in from the party. In fact, they're I can see them lurking, so we'll have a chat with them in a minute. Let's see if I can squeeze in Joe in Finchley. Hello, Joe.
Oh, hello, Clive.
Hi, Joe.
A difficult act to follow, following Babs.
Oh, yes.
Yes, very difficult. Anyway, Clive, like everybody else, congratulations to you all. But going back to the distant past, because I'm a listener from 73, too.
Excellent.
Going back that far, your sports director, Dave Brenner.
Yes, met him earlier on.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
And the other one from the recent past, and you needn't tell me if he's opposition, but just wish to know if he's well, Robbie Vincent.
Yes, had lots of inquiries about Robbie. He is well, and he's working on a music station at the moment.
Good. Good, I'm pleased to hear that.
And, yes.
Keep up. You're doing a good job.
Great memories of Robbie as well.
I tell you that.
Thank you very much.
Okay,
thanks a lot. Andy in Lewisham. Hello, Andy.
Happy birthday, Clive.
Hi, Andy.
Yeah, I just want to know what happened to Dave Laddie.
I think the last I heard, he went off into sport, which was his great love. Not playing it, but I mean reporting it, and I think he set up a kind of sports agency.
Oh, right.
But we haven't managed to track him down, but we think that's what he's up to. And you will still hear him reporting on tennis and things like that.
Oh, right.
I think he runs whole radio stations. but anyway, that's the answer. Thank you very much, Andy. Margaret in Barnes, hello.
Hello, Clive.
Hello.
I remember Jellybone.
So do I.
With the children's jokes. I used to especially listen to that on a Saturday morning.
Yes.
And remember the jokes. So when we met up with my nephew, we would compare jokes. And he used to laugh at them. I remember one in particular which tickled my fancy. Why did the elephant cross the road?
Go on.
Because it was a chicken's day off. And it still makes me chuckle. It's so ridiculous.
Yes. The funny thing is, I do remember the days of Jellybone and the jokes. We used to invite children to ring in with jokes. And our so-called prof button, where we press it to remove something rude that somebody has said, got pressed more during the children's joke section than at any other time of the week, because there were some naughty little boys phoning up with some very rude jokes. Thank you very much, Margaret. Let's see. We're going to make way for Pete, who's going to join me in a moment. Pete Murray and Therese Birch coming in. And then we'll come back with more calls. 412-1152. It's LBC.
At the International Radio Festival of New York, 1998, radio dramas on LBC Sunday Playhouse took the highest awards for Best Directing, Best Writing, Best Talk Format, and Best Sound. Award-winning radio dramas for London on LBC Sunday Playhouse, Sunday nights between 6 and 7, Saturday mornings between 6 and 7.
Costume 1961. That night.
Award-winning radio drama on LBC 1152 AM.
At Harts Parker Knoll and Cintiq Centre, we've been providing Parker Knoll quality furniture for 100 years. Come and celebrate our centenary with us. Call in, have a cup of tea, and explore the huge range of furniture we offer. Or if you prefer, choose your furniture over the phone and we'll bring it to you to see. If you're disabled, elderly, or just looking for fine furniture, call us on 0181 985 3934. 985 3934. Harts Parker Knoll. Quality furniture for 100 years.
25 years old today, Britain's first independent radio station. This is LBC.
And with me now, hot from the LBC 25th anniversary party, we've got two LBC greats. Pete Murray, hello Pete.
Hello Clive.
And Therese Birch.
Hello Clive.
Now, who's been here the longest out of the two of you?
Well, I tell you who has been here the longest, because I was a great fan of LBC even when I was working for the BBC. And Therese Birch and people like that, they were big names to me when I was absolutely overawed when I first came in. I was, seriously.
He's getting his own back, because I remember the very first time that I went into your show to do a trail for my late night programme, I went in there and said, Pete, I've always wanted to meet you. I've been a great fan. So was my mother. Well, and indeed, so was my grandmother.
Oh, thanks.
We've all always enjoyed your programme.
No, I mean it. I actually did. I was absolutely overwhelmed to come in and see people in the flesh. I was a fan.
Well, and Therese, we remember Therese. In fact, we had a little clip earlier on of Therese the Delays.
Oh, really?
Yes. Do you want me to try and find it?
Yes, please.
Yes. Mm. You've probably forgotten all about it now, haven't you? The fact that
certainly tried to.
Yeah. Because that was very early on, wasn't it? When you were.
Yes.
But you didn't come in as as a traffic reporter, did you?
No, my title when I joined was production secretary, and the role of production secretary was to answer phones, what we would call now a phone op.
Oh, yeah.
And we had a morning program hosted by George Gale, the journalist.
Yes.
And I was the phone op for George Gale. And then in the afternoons, we used to have a children's program hosted by a lady called Jean Davis. And I used to help Jean put the program together. And that's how I first got on the air, because I used to do stories and interviews for her.
And she did Jellybone, didn't she?
She did, absolutely. Mm. She started off the Saturday morning programme, yeah.
Oh, look, I found this now. This'll...
This is going to crack.
Yes. I've got a bit of both of you. So, have you got any headphones there, Pete?
I should put them on. I have got some.
Put them on. See, so
yes,
you can
they're
hear.
Working.
Splendid,
yes.
Splendid. Yes. Okay, this is, first of all, just a little bit from the archives of Therese, I think.
261 traffic.
This is Therese Birch reporting from Scotland Yard, and here in traffic control, all is quiet except for the gentle slurps as the third round of cuppers are downed. No reports coming in of any serious traffic problems in central London or on the major approach roads. Ooh. Traffic is very light this morning and driving conditions are good.
Well,
I can't believe that in London, can you?
No.
You've been lying.
Do you know why that was?
Why, was it a Sunday morning?
It was Christmas Eve.
Oh, it was it? Why was it?
Scotland Yard,
I was on the bum shift, didn't I?
And we got a lovely bit of Pete Murray as well from the archives, and I know that you'll remember this one. Here we go.
This is Pete Murray wishing you a very good night and inviting you to join me on Monday at 10 and reminding you that this is LBC 97.3 FM and... 97.3 VHF. Jeez.
What a rotten thing to do.
I haven't changed, have I?
Sure. Well, it gave
I was trying to think what it was on the medium wave, you see. That was
I know.
Or FM, or AM, as they call it.
So when were you doing Nightline then? You did it for quite a few years, didn't
you? Yeah, I did it, I had a horrible baptism with it. There were two things that happened in the baptism. There are two anecdotes. Have I got time to tell them?
Definitely.
Well, the first one, the first hour was quite okay because I was with Philip Hodson, who was giving sexual advice and emotional advice to people, and very good he was too. And we had this extraordinary phone call from this chap. I won't use his real name. As you know, they didn't say where they were from, but he just said his name was Fred. And he said, can I speak to Philip Pete? And I said, yes, certainly, boss. He said, hello, Philip. Philip said, hello. He said, look, I'm sorry to trouble you, Pete. He said, but, or Philip, rather. It's just that, I'm 84 year age, and 2 years ago, I lost my wife. Oh, he said, I'm very sorry to hear about that. Is it something to do with bereavement? He said, no. Oh, I love my wife very much indeed. It's nothing to do with bereavement at all. He said, no. He said, I don't know really how to say this. He said, but, well, come on, then don't be worried about it. Well, it's a sexual. Well, that's okay. It's okay. This is a free program. What I'd like to know, Philip, he said, if it's all right for me to masturbate. So he said, well, yes, that's, may I congratulate you at the age of 84? Having the, oh, yes, he said, I'd just like to know how many times I can.
Whether it was okay.
He said, well, yes, he said, well, you know, 3 or 4 times a week. He said, oh, that'd be fine. And I had to interrupt him. And I said, Fred, before you go, I said, may I ask you a very personal question? You don't have to answer it if you don't want to. And he said, yeah, he's all right, Pete. I said, were you having sexual intercourse with your wife up until fairly near? Oh, yes, right up about 3 days before she kicked the bucket, he said. He said, mind you, it wasn't easy. I said, well, what do you mean? He said, well, she had arthritis and I had trouble turning her over. And that was my baptism. And the next thing...
Oh, my goodness.
And the my next guest... And for my next guest, it's true. It's absolutely true. I've got a recording somewhere of it.
Oh, dear.
And it went over the air, so there's no reason why I shouldn't go over the air tonight.
No, absolutely.
And the other one was my next hour. I had the amazing Peter O'Connell with me at the time. Who was it? Whatever.
The producer at the time, yes.
He was, and he really, he did teach me an awful lot. But I'd never done anything like this before. And he said, I said, who have we got in the second hour? He said, the vice president of Nicaragua. I said, well, that'd be quite interesting. So,
I remember hearing this.
Gets to 10 o'clock, and he said, I said, where's the vice president of Nicaragua? He said, oh, no, 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 he's not going to be here. I said, well, where is he? He says, he's in Nicaragua, going to do it on the line. So I said, oh, my God. So, all right, anyway. I talked to this man. He said, oh, nice talking to you. And I asked him a few questions. Being a communist, he wasn't used to people interrogating him under any circumstances, being a closed society. So after about 5 minutes, this vice president of Nicaragua said, hey, very nice talking to you. I have to go now. I said, you're on for an hour. People want to speak to you. He said, no, I have to go. Bye-bye. And off he went. And I'm left there. So I, you know, having been with the BBC, there's a problem, put on a record. No records, obviously. No, not on this station. So I did the next best thing. So I said, right, let's hear some advertisements. So I put them on. I said, what are we going to do? So luckily, as you know, at night, there's not a lot of people around here. Oh,
no.
There were more people in those days, but not a lot now.
Yes, the man on security.
Yeah, and that was about... There weren't many people even so. But he managed to get hold of David Spanier, our diplomatic correspondent. So he dragged him in. And while the commercials are still playing, I said, well, what do you know about Nicaragua? And our diplomatic correspondent said, bugger all.
Oh, dear.
So I said, well, what are we going to talk? We said, we talked about the American general election, which was around about that time. Well, it had to be around about time. It was imminent anyway. And the other, just one more anecdote, because I'm being a bit...
No, feel free.
Shall I just finish, and do you would like to go to Therese? For
no, no, we'll have you... Yes. You started, so you should finish.
Mm. Well, the final one was when I was... I had to go off and do a television program, and they brought in a well-known personality. Well, I'll tell you who it was. It was Nicholas Parsons.
Oh, yes.
You know the story, don't you? And Nicholas Parsons... Do you know this?
I do.
Yeah, Nicholas Parsons came in to do the show.
I wouldn't repeat it, though.
And about... why not? Well, 12 o'clock, he said, I want to go to the toilet. So Peter O'Connell said, well, you have to hang on a bit. We've only got a two-minute break here. He said, wait until half past. He said, do you think you can hang on? Yes, I can hang on. Come half past, of course. He didn't go. But at about 20 to 1 in the morning, they heard a faint tinkling, and Nicholas was passing water, as they say, in the bucket.
Yes.
The waste bucket.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that was just a... I think I'll shut up
That's
now.
That's a true story.
I should probably take you off the air altogether now, should I?
Have you got any sort of rude stories you want to tell us about, Therese, whilst we're at it?
Not rude.
No.
Oh, no. But no. I had some hairy moments. I remember doing a Nightline programme on a Saturday night. I think it was just before Carol Thatcher took to the airwaves, actually. And as my guest, I had Vivian Stanshall, who I think is no longer with us, but he was the lead of Bonzo Dog Doodah Band.
Oh, right, yes, great, I like
And
that.
He came in, he was a bit of a hippie type with long, straggly blonde hair and so on, and he had a sort of roll-up. I think it was legal.
Mm-hmm.
In his hand, and he was talking to me. It was quite late at night, about midnight and so on, and so we were nattering about his career and music and all that sort of thing. And I think, actually, he was just very close to actually dropping off because his answers were coming softer and slower and so on. And anyway, he finished one answer, and then I smelt this awful smell because he was there on the table with his elbow there and his hand sort of cupping his chin and so on with a fag on, and there was this dreadful smell, and then suddenly this plume of smoke and flames shot up in the air, and he'd set light to his hair. And he was so out of it, he didn't know. And so he'd finished this question, because I didn't like to interrupt, and I said, Vivian, he said, yes. I said, your hair's on fire.
That's a very good conversation piece, I must say.
Stamped it before the fire alarms went off, you know, and the sprinklers and everything.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
Wonderful. I love that.
Well, have you enjoyed being out at the party and mingling with all these old faces?
Yeah.
Terrific. I just wish, though, that we'd had little badges with our names on.
Yes.
Because I would have added a little bit underneath mine.
What would you
put? Well, everybody keeps coming up to me and saying, and Therese, where are you now? And I would have had a badge saying, I'm still here.
Yes, I should have one as well. All three of us could have, we're still here badges.
Still here, just about, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes, well, it has been fun, though, hasn't it? And it's been, to me, it's been like going into a time warp. You sort of see these people that you've met over many years. But
do you have any trouble remembering the names?
Yes. Yeah, it's not just you, Pete.
No. Well, I thought it was me. I was getting worried about it.
Face and I don't know. Who is that?
Yeah. And they come up and say hello. And you
went up and asked, and he said, I'm Brian Hayes. Fancy forgetting that one. Well, it's lovely to talk to you. I'll let you get back now. Thank you very much, Pete Murray and Therese Birch.
Thanks, Clive.
Thank you, Clive.
LBC 1152.
Morning, Simon. Thanks for those 50 sets of colour copies.
Don't mention it.
I'm sorry it was so last minute and Wednesday night as well. I felt awful making you miss your judo class.
No problem. You see, I've taken up a new form of self-defence, Kinko's. I dropped the job off and they delivered it back this morning.
Kinko's, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Open an account before 31st of December and receive £150 in credit subject to status. Simply call 0990 662226. Kinko's, the new way to office.
Most people think it's just men who worry about hair thinning. The fact is, women suffer too. Women like you and me. But often the cause is different, and so is the treatment. That's why Belgravia's Tricocheck is so important.
A Tricocheck takes 20 minutes and costs just £10 and is always carried out by an institute-qualified trichologist who really understands the problem. The Belgravia Centre has already helped thousands of women to stabilise hair loss or clear a scalp problem. They could help you too.
So why not book your confidential Tricocheck today by calling us on 0171 730 6666. We're now open on Sundays too.
LBC 1152 News.
David Hall. Bill Clinton's made history by becoming only the third American president to face an impeachment inquiry. The vote by the House of Representatives came after a bitter debate. Republicans solidly backed the move to impeach, with support from a number of Democrats, including Charles Rangel.
We cannot define the president's character, but we must define the nation's. I urge an affirmative vote on the resolution.
Foreign ministers are warning Yugoslavia's president Slobodan Milosevic he faces grave consequences if he doesn't end Serb atrocities in Kosovo. Crisis talks on the issue have been held at Heathrow Airport. US Secretary of State Madeleine Albright says time's running out and military action could come within a few days.
We have to take into account not only this week's snapshot of events on the ground, but Milosevic's long-standing unwillingness to negotiate seriously and the accumulated barbarity of the last 3 months.
Nearly half of primary school teachers don't believe their heads are doing a good job. New surveys found most disagree with plans to give heads bumper salaries of up to £70,000. Glenn Hoddle holds a final training session today ahead of England's Euro 2000 qualifier against Bulgaria. David Batty's been drafted in because Tony Adams and Darren Anderson are both struggling to be fit. Hodd says he doesn't underestimate the task ahead.
From day one, from taking this job up, it's been pretty similar every game, even during the World Cup. I think you have to keep an even balance on the situation and approach the game like that.
Scotland will have to turn to inexperience for their Euro qualifier with Estonia on Saturday. They're without their first-choice midfield for a match they can't afford to lose. ABBA mania is set to grip Britain again. It's reported Benny and Bjorn from the Swedish supergroup are planning a £5 million stage musical which charts their rise to fame. The group split up 15 years ago after selling more than 300 million albums.
LBC 1152 News.
25 years. This is LBC, where news comes first.
Thank you.
The bells are ringing from 1 until 5.